Agenda item number six, River Reach Association. Mr. Woodward.
Good morning, Mr. Bull, members of the commission. How are you today? The River Reach Association Incorporated is requesting authorization to add an uncovered boat lift within an existing slip at their community pier on Sturgeon Creek, which is located at the end of Bluebird Lane up in Middlesex County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. This is the Deltaville area of Middlesex County. Rappahannock River feeds down into Sturgeon Creek. This is the location of the River Reach Association community. A little bit closer look. The pier you see here is a 14-slip pier that was permitted back in 1987 for the River Reach Association. This is Bluebird Lane, the parking lot for the community use pier. Because it is a community use pier, not a private use riparian pier, any modification to the pier requires authorization just like the original pier did. In 2005, the pier was modified to add the lifts that you see here in the photograph, and this represents a further modification to that pier. The project is protested by the owners of this parcel here, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis. Howard. They bought the parcel in 2012 and are concerned that an additional lift here at the pier will add to the storage of boats at the pier, not just the use of the pier during the season, but also the boats being allowed to remain there during after boating season, and the impacts it may have on their view from their upland property. These are the application drawings we received. Again, you can see designated as slip one, where the lift will be. There's a lift currently in slip two out on the end and on the other side. There's also a small jet ski davit style lift on this side, all of which has been authorized under previous permits. A little closer look. This is the Howard's private non-commercial pier here just to the south. Standing at the top of the stairs going down to the community pier, the lift would be in this slip here inboard of these two piles. Generally speaking, these low-profile lifts require additional support piles, so I doubt that these two piles would be used to support that, but at any rate, the lift would be within the boundaries of this existing slip, wet slip. A little closer look. Now I'm standing at the end of the L-head, the end of the pier, looking backward. You can see there's a bit of relief from the shoreline up to the bank, about 15 feet, I estimated. And the house you see here is the Howard's residence. I took this photo just to give an idea of what the view shed is from the Howard's parcel. You can see, again, the property is a little bit elevated over top of the pier. The lift and boat within that lift, in this case, would be inboard of the boat here. So we really didn't believe there's going to be a lot of additional visual impact on it from this current request. And I'll just leave that slip up there. As I mentioned, the original pier was permitted in 1987. Several lifts have been authorized since that time. We don't believe that an uncovered boat lift represents a whole lot of additional visual impact over and above a boat within the slip itself. Again, the property is elevated somewhat above the surface of the water, so the view is really more over top of the pier and not through the pier out to the main stem of Sturgeon Creek. We didn't receive any comments on this from other agencies. There's really no impact. In fact, a lot of times with the use of a boat lift, it kind of precludes the need for bottom paint and those types of things that might end up in the water otherwise. So after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors in 28.2.1205 of the code, we recommend approval of the project as proposed. We do not recommend any additional royalty, as this is, we've gotten guidance in the past that additional structures within the footprint of an existing permitted structure don't require additional royalty. And I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the commission?
Excuse me, I have one question.
Mr. Tanker.
So, again, the X marks the spot where the boat lift will be.
Correct.
So, beside that X is the other boat lift.
It is one of the other four boat lifts that were previously authorized. The ground shots had a boat in the lift at the time, but, yes, that's one of the additional previously authorized lifts.
Okay. So, when you look out, so in essence, you will look at almost the same thing again, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. France.
This does not create additional boat slips.
No, sir. There's 14 authorized slips. At the time of the original application, none of those slips had lifts. I guess Mr. Vernon Mosley with the association is here, but I'm assuming that as the slips got occupied, the individuals who were assigned to those individual slips decided whether or not they wanted to add a lift at within their parking place.
Thank you.
Any other questions to the commission? Thank you, Ms. Woodward. Is the applicant present or represented? Please come forward, sir. Let me swear you in. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name for the record.
Vern Mosley with River Reach Association.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. I have handouts and a short presentation.
Sure.
Thank you. I just wanted to emphasize a couple points. And again, as Mr. Woodward said, we're a community of 14 residences. Each of our residents has a boat slip located on this pier. And the boat slip, the boat lift that I'm proposing for this project is located here, that's shown in red. We had several photos that Mr. Woodward went through. This one here, I think, is the one that's pretty telling in terms of looking towards the west. Here, my slip would be located behind this boat here, closest to the land. And again, if you're looking towards the south, the Howard's home is up here. This is the slip right here. And if you're looking towards the north, this is the view. One of the reasons that I'm considering a boat lift now is really because the nearest public ramp for my boat slip is 6 miles away. Hmm. It's in Wake. However, the closest private ramp that our neighbors to the south have is only 900 feet away. But we don't have access to that private boat ramp. So in summary, there are four lifts currently on this pier. This lift that's being proposed will actually serve not only for convenience, but also for safety. The lift will also allow me to increase the number of boat days that I have on the water. Typically, I spend about 24 boat days a year. This will allow me to double that. And according to the VIMS study in 2011, each additional boat day for this size boat contributes $96 a day to the local economy. So this would allow an additional $2,300 in money to the local economy. And again, this my boat will be moored in strict compliance with a River Reach covenants, the Middlesex County ordinances, and the state and federal regulations. And I just wanted to show, this is the sketch of the pier that was submitted along with the application. It's the plot. And if you overlay the pier against the plot, you can see right there that it is in strict compliance with the plat. And also, if you overlay the community and the pier there, you can see, again, that it's within strict compliance of the plat that's been submitted. So, any questions?
Any questions to the commission? Thank you, Mr. Mosley. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in support, in favor of this proposal? Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition to this project's proposal? Please come forward. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your names for the record.
My name's Laura Howard.
Lewis Howard.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What would you like the commission to know?
Well, I guess, first of all, as waterfront property owner, I understand I do have some certain privileges and the opportunity to come here and speak and be heard, so I appreciate that. And it's not just Vernon's one application for a boat slip. It's really the precedent that it sets for the rest of the people in the Homeowners Association. Potentially 15 boat slips, or actually already 15 slips. They keep saying 14. But with the schematics that I've been provided, they're actually 15 and four boat lifts, two of which I could only find permits for in the VMRC. So I couldn't even find four permits for the four existing slips. I only found two. So the precedent and the concern that we have is not just about our view, and we are up on a hill, but we look directly at this pier and potentially 15 boats. When we bought the house, there were zero boats on the community pier. The first year we saw maybe one, the one closest to the shore next to the slip where Vernon wants to put his lift in. But by 2 years, there were four boats out there constantly, increases the boat traffic. And just as he said, once you put a boat lift in, you're going to use the boat more. And the problem that we have is if you look at the drawing, they're built, that pier is built as close to our property line as possible without actually coming over from shore to navigable water. And it actually affects our ability to use the water when people are coming in and out of those slips on our side of the pier. And I have a child, and they play in the water. So it does affect our access. If you think about more boat lifts, you're going to have more boats, more traffic. So that does directly impact our use of the water, and we're the waterfront property owners. The people in River Reach, they're not, but at least the one applying for the boat lift today. So that's one of our big concerns, too. It's the view. It's our access of the water. The other thing that I understand is that through the Homeowners Association meetings, they actually are encouraging their homeowners to put lifts in to increase the property value of their homes. And just as Vernon said, part of that is because they don't have a boat ramp for their community. They have to drive 6 miles to get to it. And I know that's an inconvenience. But putting lifts in and increasing the traffic for us is a detriment to our use of the water and also the value of our property. To think about 15 boats out there all the time. So for us, we're concerned, we're upset about it because of the investment we've made and the fact that we enjoy the use of the water, the view of the water, and the access to the water. The other thing I'd like to point out, I understand there's a 30-foot easement for the community pier, and if you measure that pier pole to pole at the end, it's already 38 feet wide. So if you think about 15 boats on that one small sliver of 30-feet shoreline, that's like 2 feet per boat. And I know the pier was approved in 1987, but I also sort of question, would they, as proposed, there were no lifts, would the environmental people like you folks approve 15 lifts on this particular pier? I have a concern with that. It increases the boat traffic, the pollutants. People are going to leave their boats there. They're going to wash their boats there. They're going to be dumping gas, oil, debris when they clean their boats right into the creek, right into our small little cove, which is a wetland. And I understand part of the reason the pier might have been built so far over and close to our property line is that, according to the records I looked at for the Coates property, which is on Lot 9, they can't even build a pier because it's in the wetland area. So it's actually down lower. The Coates is this one. So Clint and Suzanne Coates, they couldn't, according to the records I looked at in Middlesex County, they couldn't build a pier. So I get why the pier was built so close to our property line. But we have to deal with potentially five boats on one side coming and going at any one time if your lift's there. Just like Vernon said, you have a lift, you use your boat more. So you're going to be obstructing our use of the navigable water from shore to get out, whether we're paddleboarding, canoeing, swimming. So again, it's not just Vern's lift. His is the least of our concerns, actually. It's tucked away, just like you see the pictures. It's harder to see, but it's the precedent that it sets. If you tell him yes, who's to say the other 10 homeowners aren't going to do the same thing? They're encouraging their homeowners to do this. In fact, I also understand from two of the homeowners in that association, it's been proposed or asked to have Mr. Coates allow them access to put a well on his property to serve the pier as well. I have concern with that also. I know that's not part of the hearing, but I wanted to bring it up because it shows intent. Once you get a lift and you don't have a boat ramp, it becomes a storage facility with more traffic, and more problems for the environment, and more problems for us in terms of accessibility and the view of the water. If you had anything else to say.
I do.
Okay.
We're not 100% sure. The actual pier is on a 30-foot easement, and we're not sure who owns that. I'm not sure if the association owns that easement or why it's called an easement. But the actual dock itself is 38 feet at the end. So we understand that they're not waterfront property owners and they want access to the river just like everybody else does, but at the same time, if you give an inch, you take a mile. Our concern is about the future and what this precedent is. Is this a precedent that we're setting here?
We have to come back every time there's another boat lift request, and before we know it, I mean, we're going to look like the condo pier up the creek from us that has, you know, 15 boats, but they've got, I don't know, hundreds of feet of shoreline. They have 30 feet, and they want to put 15 boats out there and leave it all the time. In fact, they leave boats out there so long, a pair of ospreys nested on this boat at the end of the pier last year. Someone took the nest out, and they eventually moved the boat off the lift, but it sat so long, unattended to, that it fell into, they can have it. Yeah, I should have done a thumb drop, but so again, it's not the one lift. It's the precedent and the fact that there could potentially be 15 boats at any one time out there coming and going in our way in terms of the water. It's so different than just having one or two people coming and going off their private pier. But for us to be inconvenienced, our property value decreased, our views affected, when we're the ones who bought waterfront property because we wanted the view, we wanted the access, we didn't buy the property for the house, we bought it for the view. It was beautiful. And we look right at it. We don't look over it. You can't help but miss it. You can't help but see it, I should say. It's just right there. So for those concerns, that's why we're protesting, only because if we say yes to this, then there's 10 more coming our way. So that means 15 votes.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
Where do you all wharf out?
So we live in Surgeon Creek Estates, and we have a private boat landing.
Okay.
So that we pay for through our homeowners association. So we pay to maintain the road. We pay to maintain the boat landing. So it's right in our community. You can't see it, but Circle Drive comes in from the main hard road here and goes around, and there's a boat landing down here. There's another little cove. So we have a cove here. It comes to a point, and then around the other side of the point is the boat landing.
One of their community members one point in time had a boat launch. It was the Dick Urban.
Mm-hmm.
And he put a stop to it because there was too much traffic coming up and down his driveway. So it did restrict their ability to have access to the creek.
We know that's an inconvenience, but as soon as you get a boat lift, you know what happens. It goes right into storage. You're no longer taking your boat out, hosing it off in your driveway. You're doing everything on the pier.
Mr. Tankard.
So follow-up question, and you mentioned that this would encumber your ability to navigate and access by water your property. So I'm confused if you you don't wharf out there.
No, but my children swim in the water. We paddleboard right from the shore. We canoe. We play in the water. We use the water. We have teenagers, right? So they're in the water every day we're down there. I mean, I grew up going to the – my family still has a house around the other point. I know what it is. We love – that's why we bought there, the view and the access. We're not boaters. I mean, we have canoes and paddleboards. So we're from shore to the pier. And when Captain B or whatever the name of his – but when he comes in, we know he has to swing over and we have to get out of the way. But it's not his fault the pier was built right on our line. I mean, that was done a long time ago. But the fact of the matter is, if we now have five boats coming and going all day long, we're going to have to swim on the other side of the pier. I mean, we can't use our property in its full extent if that is what happens. And we know with lifts there's going to be more boat usage. It was perfect when he said it. You're going to use it more, you're going to store it more.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you both. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedra.
I understand where they're coming from on this, but as in court, we must decide on what's before us, not what is coming before us at some future time. And although I appreciate their comments and everything like that, what I heard was that they really won't have an objection to this one slip. They have an objection to what's coming. And so I think we should just determine what we're going to do on this matter is before the court, before the commission.
Mr. Fritz.
Yeah, I was wondering, maybe staff can answer this. I'm not sure. And maybe ask this to the commission, you know. Since this is a community pier and there seems to be, you know, 14 or 15 people involved in this. Is there any way to know if this is in compliance? Everything on this is in compliance before we proceed with this? Or should we?
I will take that. As far as I know, in looking at the history, the permitting history, there was an application for the pier. And there was an application and permit for the pier and for four lifts. Those numbers are referenced, and I don't have the files in front of me right now.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Public hearing is closed. The commission is discussing.
I do have the numbers. I just don't have the files with me right now. But I went back and checked the prior files, and everything appears to be in compliance. There hasn't been any complaints.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Woodward. Any other discussion? Mr. Zedra.
I move we approve the project as indicated.
Motion by Mr. Zedra.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any further discussion? Mr. Tankard.
I'm sympathetic to the Howards and that, you know, these community piers, they're permitted. This one in particular was permitted in 1987 without the lifts. And probably at that point, that seemed like a good idea. The adjacent property owners had no issues. But then all of a sudden, we slowly give them the ability to have lifts, which weren't part of the original application in 1987. So I think it's something for us to take note of. Sometimes when we grant something in the sometime in the past, and then all of a sudden they show up some later point and want a little bit more, we see this often, and I think it's something to take note of. However, the issue that there have been four permitted lifts in 2005, the precedent's already been set as far as I can tell. So I sympathize with the Howards. I think it's going to be hard for me to vote against this application.
Let me add something here that kind of dovetails with what Mr. Tankard's saying here. I think we need to be aware of incremental creep along the way from when a project's originally approved. And we have seen this in a number of different cases over the years here, where something starts in one iteration and it gradually morphs over the years of the decades into something different. That said, each change in this particular pier has got to come back to the commission. We need to keep an eye on this type of incremental creep, but and at the heart of what we're looking at today, from my perspective, is one uncovered boat lift. And if you all think that that is too much and that is incremental creep that you don't agree with, feel free to vote no. But I think in this particular case, with this particular configuration, that it's only one boat lift, I can't object. I can't find a way to object. I sympathize with where the Howards are coming from, but this one project that's before us, that's kind of where I'm thinking.
Anybody else have anything to add?
Well,
Mr. Taggart.
Well, when you say that, I could see that, as you say, it's just one. We're making a vote for this one boat lift, and so thus I think I could actually vote no in many regards, because I do agree that a boat lift here is like a storage unit, and it is going to increase the traffic. It's not going. They're not pleasant to look at. It looks very industrial. So, in any case, I think in some regards, in many regards, the Howards have a case for denial.
Any further discussion? Do we have a motion?
Yes, to approve. Yes.
Was the motion by Mr. Zedrin, second by Mr. Neal.
Yep. I'll call the question unless there's more discussion to be had.
All in favor from the motion to approve the project as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes?
No.
No.
Let the record reflect no votes by Mr. Tankard and Mr. France. The chair votes aye as well. The motion passes 6-2. The project is approved.